With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Senate is leaving Washington for its month-long August recess without a deal to advance dozens of President Trump's nominees, calling it quits last night after days of contentious bickering. Public policy expert Matthew Continetti says Democratic efforts to stall the nominations are unprecedented.
Changing the rules as to cut down on debate and to force votes quicker, I think, is a way to address this lack of confirmations that's sensible, but that doesn't completely overhaul the Senate traditions and might not lead to a revolt among Republican senators as well.
Continetti made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. An independent watchdog agency responsible for enforcing a law against partisan political activity by federal employees has opened an investigation into Jack Smith. He is the Justice Department's special counsel who brought two criminal cases against then-candidate Donald Trump before his election to the White House last year. Those who have student loans could be in for some tough times coming up. Here's correspondent Ron Taylor to explain.
Millions of student borrowers could begin having their wages garnished this summer. That, according to estimates from credit bureau TransUnion. The company predicts that by the end of August, roughly 3 million borrowers could move into default, meaning they're at least 270 days past due on payments. At that point, loan holders are at the risk of having 15% of their pay docked by the government, with the money going toward the outstanding debt. There's been no clear indication of when wage garnishment will start, so borrowers beware. Ron Taylor reporting.
Warren Buffett's company reported less than half as much profit in the second quarter as it took a $3.76 billion write-down on the value of its stake in Kraft Heinz. This is SRN News. Italy's Constitutional Court has ruled that the non-biological mother in a same-sex union is entitled to paternity leave, equating her role with that of the father and therefore entitling a bonding time with the newborn. The court found that a 2001 decree on parental leave is unconstitutional because it does not recognize non-biological mothers in lesbian civil unions. In May, the Italian court ruled that two women can register as parents of a child on a birth certificate, saying recognition of a parental rights can't be restricted to the biological mother alone in families with same-sex partners. Catholicism is on the wane in the Canadian province of Quebec, where it once dominated. Today, dozens of churches are being transformed into everything from gyms and restaurants to museums and luxury apartments. The rate of regular church attendance amongst Quebec's Catholics has plunged from one of the highest in Canada to one of the lowest, as religious faith in general declines across the country. This is SRN News. A warning about energy drinks.
Energy drinks that mistakenly contain vodka are being recalled in more than a half dozen states. High Noon is recalling two production lots of High Noon Beach variety packs because some contain cans with vodka inside that were mislabeled as Celsius Astro Vibe energy drink. The company says the cans contain vodka seltzer and were mislabeled as Sparkling Blue Raz flavored Celsius Astro Vibe energy drinks. The packs were distributed to retailers in Florida, New York, Ohio, South Carolina, Virginia, and Wisconsin. Keith Peters, Washington.
At a summer camp in Fullerton, California, grandmas are in charge. Every week they teach a group of 8 to 14-year-olds how to cook a new dish or handicrafts such as sewing, embroidering, clay jewelry, and card making. The camp was designed to combat loneliness in older adults and give them the opportunity to share their many life skills with the young. This is SRN News.